This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of the themes of 2019 has been the recognition by some of the tycoons of capitalism that capitalism has become broken. So how to fix the system so that it better serves more than a few? Well, a winner of a Nobel Prize has been pondering this. Economist Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist at the World Bank and a chair of President Clinton's Council of Economic Advisors, has a new book called People, Power, and Profits. In it, he talks about the Wall Streetization of the economy, of globalization done wrong, unregulated media, and technology unbound. Dr. Stiglitz, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
We get taught in econ class that tech is terribly disruptive, but history shows that ultimately more and better jobs are the result. Shouldn't we just wait this out, this disruptive period?
This time, we have machines that are not only stronger than humans, that not only can process more information, but at least in some limited areas can actually learn better. A lot of the innovations are going to be replacing unskilled labor. And we're talking about millions of jobs for people who do not have a college education.
The power of the book is that you don't just talk about the problems. You list prescriptions if this country, if society would adopt them. But just staying on trying to remedy potential problems with more technology taking over jobs. What are some prescriptions? I see, like, for instance, one that you mentioned is the universal basic income.
That's one, but I'm a little critical of that because it seems to me that part of dignity is having a job. And a universal basic income would reduce pressure on government to make sure that there's a job with decent pay, decent working conditions available for everybody. Another suggestion is some kind of guaranteed employment. Hopefully the market will provide that kind of full employment, but I wouldn't count on it. And if it doesn't, I think the government has to be ready to step in.
Now, I was interviewing an expert on the effects of robots, AI, and other automation in the workforce, and he felt that our political process will ultimately do the right thing to mitigate the possibly disruptive effects of all this technology. What do you think?
Remember that there have been large pieces of legislation and many court decisions which have weakened the bargaining power of workers. Many of the new technologies have increased the precariousness of workers, undermining their bargaining positions. And this brings together several of the themes that I've talked about in the book. Globalization, the way it's been managed, has resulted in pitting American workers against low-wage workers in developing countries, again, eviscerating their bargaining power.
The new book is called People, Power, and Profits, Progressive Capitalism for an Age of Discontent. Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel laureate, was chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors under Bill Clinton. Joseph Stiglitz, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.